You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Nationals are preparing for the Cubs with workouts. Their starting catcher for the division series is Matt Wieters, and he joins us now on the hotline. Matt, take the temperature for us. What have these last couple of days worth of workouts been like? How are you guys feeling as you ramp up for the division series?
The workouts have been great. They've been focused, but I think it's the layoff in between. Everybody's a little bit antsy to kind of get a real pitch thrown and a real swing taken, as opposed to the live BP adrenaline. It just isn't quite there of what a playoff adrenaline would be.
What's the biggest challenge here, this layoff? It's such a rhythm sport. You guys get into that routine of the grind of playing every night for 8 months, basically. You're doing it every day, and now all of a sudden it's sit around. It's a right you've earned as a division winner, 97 wins, and you guys have been so good all year long. What's the biggest challenge there with that layoff?
I think the biggest thing is just being able to keep the eyes on the prize and know that, you know, we don't control what the schedule is, so let's try and do something to get better and try and get our bodies feeling as good as they can feel for, you know, what is hopefully a long run, you know, into the first day of November.
First pitch tomorrow night, 7:31. You can hear it right here on 106.7 The Fan. That's catcher Matt Wieters. Joins us here this morning on Grant and Danny. Matt, the Cubs are good. You guys are really good, too. Everybody in the playoffs is going to be good. How do you approach them? Just thinking about their hitters, that lineup, it's deep. A couple guys can knock you out of the yard. They're diverse. They got a deep lineup. What's the biggest challenge here in your mind? If you guys do X, you'll be okay.
I think breaking out the momentum. They're a very good, you know, action-on-action team to where they can kind of get rolling and put a bigger inning on you. I think that's the big thing in the playoffs, is to keep those big innings from happening and then try and throw up a couple on our side from the offensive side. So I think they're a big momentum team, as you saw last year when they ran to the title. So I think the key is whenever, you know, teams do score, you kind of limit the damage. And that is not just the Cubs. That's pretty much any team you're going to play in a playoff.
How does the prep change from a catching standpoint, preparing your pitcher for this many consecutive games potentially against a team? And do you not want to show something necessarily because you want to come back to something later, or is it basically business as usual?
I mean, you'll treat it similar to what you would a game plan. Try and save, you know, the put away pitches as much as you can. But, you know, it's even amped up more when you need an out. You've got to get out no matter what you have to go to. If it's the first hitter in a game and you feel like you have to go to an out pitch, you have to go to it. And you know, that's the one thing that once the playoffs comes, you know, there is no holding back for another time to face them. Because even whoever throws game one will also face them twice at max, and every other starter is kind of getting them once. The relievers, they do what they do, and that's why they're as good as they are. They go out there and they throw their stuff, and like I said, when you have the opportunity to win a game, you win it, and you don't worry about saving something.
Nats catcher Matt Wieters, what do you know about Max? I mean, he hasn't thrown on the side yet. I always kind of defer to he's going to be fine because he's not a mortal man, but how should we feel about him going into a probable game three start?
I think it'll be fine. I think he wants to be able to go game one or two, and we'll see if he can get there for maybe game two. But I think if he gets those extra 2 days, it'll be huge for him. He's a very good recoverer when he has an extra couple of days, and so it may look like game three may be more for him. But I know he's still trying to push to see if he can get to game two.
We know the atmosphere is different. I mean, you've been in these games, and fans can see it. We can watch it on television. It's just nuts. Every pitch is magnified. Are you like a pregame pep talk kind of guy? Are you like having a minute on the mound going like, hey, Candlesticks, make a nice gift? You know, what's your strategy there to kind of keep everybody calm and even and just, you know, get down to playing baseball?
I think you let it play out how it goes at the beginning. And maybe if I feel like it's going a little too fast, or then slow it down at that point. But, you know, adrenaline is a great thing. It's a dangerous thing. But I think at the beginning of games, you want to see how that adrenaline is going to take over and see how, you know, everybody's going to kind of handle the different situation.
Game one, Kyle Hendricks on the bump, looks like, for the Chicago Cubs. How challenging is he to hit? Looks like an octopus coming out of a tree sometimes. A lot of arms and legs at you. Give me kind of a scouting report on him, and what do you guys have to do to beat him?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like the ball just doesn't ever get there, so you keep waiting for it to get there, and it just will dart out of the zone at the last minute. So really, it'll be simple as being able to get strikes to hit on him. He's very good at making you swing at balls that are just out of the zone, and we have a very disciplined hitting lineup, so it'll be key to, you know, even in the playoffs with the amped up, you know, kind of environment, it'll be key to be able to stay on our discipline and make him throw balls over the plate.
Matt Wieters on Grant and Danny. I think you're in for a treat, Matt. I really do, because Nationals Park is a place in the playoffs that looks very, very different. That's not an atmosphere necessarily during the regular season that can compute. Have any of the guys told you about last year's division series against the Dodgers? This is a pretty violent jump forward in terms of how the crowd responds to these playoff games.
Yeah, it's crazy how the fans, you know, do respond when they're playoffs. They know how to turn it up, too. It's funny how that works. It's not just the players that know how to turn up the intensity. The fans do as well. So it's, like I said, if you can keep, especially at home, if you can keep the momentum, it can get really loud in the playoffs. And on the road, you want to try and keep it as quiet as possible, because that means you're doing pretty well.
You guys have a great luxury in Game 1, being able to give the ball to Steven Strasburg without Scherzer available. Most teams don't have two aces and a $175 million man that can fill in. His second half with an ERA around 1 in 10 starts was incredible. What did he find that allowed him to pitch the way that he did?
His command just was unbelievable the second half. I've never seen a guy with his kind of stuff be able to command each pitch as well as he did. He could throw any pitch in count, but he was getting to where he could throw any off-speed pitch on any side of the plate, which, you know, everybody knows how good his stuff is, but the command is something that you don't realize that takes every pitcher to the next level. And when he was already at the top level, when he got that command, it took him even better.
You start throwing that slider a little bit more? Because obviously the fastball, curveball, changeup combo is lethal. It's good, and I think you're dead on that throwing that curveball for strikes and getting guys, you know, diving out of the box like it's coming at their head, and then it's, you know, a catch for a strike. But that slider, that extra weapon, is he starting to throw that more here down the stretch a little bit in September especially?
He is, but even more than he's throwing more, I think when he does throw it, he has more confidence in it because it's something that he's now gotten to a point where he's thrown it for 3 years. So it, normally that third year is something that kind of it'll take a little bit of a jump as far as confidence, and he feels he can throw it in any situation. He may not throw it as much as his curveball or changeup still, but he still feels like he can throw it in any situation, which is confidence is huge in any sport, but especially baseball, especially pitching.
And speaking of confidence, Yu Gonzalez, an incredible year. Just an awesome, awesome bounce back year for an awesome guy. Didn't end the way he wanted, though. ERA on August 26th was 2.4. He finished at 2.96. Still a great season, still towards the top of the National League, but wasn't quite the same guy down the stretch. What was he not doing that you think you can lock him back in on here when he starts in the series?
Well, I think the environment will lock him back in on it. I think, you know, it was a different kind of experience than any of us had really ever had before, of kind of clinching so early. And Gio was so big in so many big spots for us this year. When Max was a little dinged up or Straws was on the DL, Gio was big at stepping up for us. And I think the playoff environment will kind of – that'll click back on for him, and he'll be able to realize, you know, how big of a game it is each game he's pitching. And I think that's really – all he's going to need to get back to the form he had, you know, the first four-fifths of the year.
Nats catcher Matt Wieters on Grant and Danny. In a lot of ways, you came to Washington for this series. I mean, you came, as you told us on the show a month back, to win a World Series. Do you feel like this entire year was almost like a formality? You guys were going to be here, and now it's go time. It's winning time. Is that overstated?
It's definitely one of the main attractions of why I wanted to come here. And at the same time, but we had to, this season, we had to put in the work, and it's a grind no matter how many games you win in division by. But this is, you know, I think going into spring training, I've never seen so many guys that were not only focused on getting to the playoffs, but getting through this first round.
Matt, this is a little bit of a hackneyed radio question here, so forgive me for it, but if you, it's such a, you know, you guys play for so many days, so many months, so many things to kind of establish who the best is. Then it's over in a weekend, basically, with these five-game series. It's kind of fluky in that way. What's the thing that you'll, in the offseason, win, lose, or draw, if you guys do X in this series, you'll sleep okay, knowing that you did what you could? What's the one thing you go, if we do this, I'll feel fine about whatever happens?
really, it's just to keep fighting, no matter whether that's a win or, you know, only really thinking about a win right now. But it just to keep playing until whatever the last pitch of the series is thrown. And so you don't want any kind of letdown to change the way a series is supposed to go. So being able to push through the end is something that's key. Even be able to push through the 162, but even when you get in the postseason, push through the end, no matter what you got, give it everything you had, and then in the offseason, you'll be able to rest fine.
Lastly, we always like to give players before these big series or games an opportunity with the platform to address the fans. I mean, there's thousands of Nats fans listening that are coming out to Nats Park. We were at the pep rally last night.
That's great.
It was just an amazing evening with a lot of energy. What would you tell the people listening that are getting ready to rock their red and come out to the park?
They're part of this, too, that every vocal cord that they blow out helps us win. So come out to the park, scream as loud as you can, and momentum in the playoffs is as big as anything, and the fans are a big part of that.
Matt, appreciate the time this morning. We know you're busy as all heck, and good luck tomorrow night and through this first series, man. Beat the Cubs, buddy.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks,
yeah,
pal.
DC's behind you. Go get one. There's Matt Wieters on Grant and Danny. You're listening to 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.